All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, In Search of the Original Source, a discourse given in Mexico by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, Sevayit President Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Copyright 1999, all rights reserved by the Sevayit President Acharya Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Nabadeep. Making possible the impossible. Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, "Once you go there, it is not necessary to come back from that abode. You will not want to come back. You will be extremely satisfied. In this material world, we cannot expect to find satisfaction or fulfillment. It is impossible. Then we will try to search for that place where there is some possibility of eternity, and where love, affection, ecstasy, and beauty are existing. If we try to understand this, we must go to the scriptures or the sadhu, who is the living scripture, whose experience, whose practicing life, and whose knowledge will give some good nourishment to us. With the sadhu's association, we will try to search. You are sons of nectar." A discourse given to a large devotional gathering in the prestigious Multicentre, Morelia, Mexico. "You are all my spiritual relatives, assembled here today for hearing something from me about Krishna consciousness. I humbly pay my respects to you all because you have given me this opportunity to speak about my Lord Sri Krishna and his associates. I want to do good for you, good for myself, and good for the world. I have some experience. I am an old man, and I stayed many years with my Guru Maharaj, who was vastly learned in Vedic knowledge, and ultimately, Ashita Mahapurush, a perfect liberated soul. His affection, mercy, well wishes, and desire have given me something. I feel it, and I cannot deny it. I may be a very low-class person, but how can I deny the gift of my Gurudev? I am a very tiny and insignificant jiva soul, nothing else. This is my identity. But if I give all of you the gift of my Lord Krishna and my Guru Maharaj, that little ecstasy I have got, if I give to your holy ear the sound vibration that is coming down from the transcendental world, you must be benefited, and I shall also be benefited. Krishna will bless me, and my Guru Maharaj will be satisfied that I shall have done something in this world. Actually, we are all spiritual entities, and because we are part and parcel of our Lord, our home is eternally existing in the transcendental abode of the Lord. You have heard of the Upanishad, Veda, Vedanta, and other scriptures, which were revealed in India in the written form 5,000 years ago. Previously, this knowledge existed as Shruti Mantram, and it was transmitted from the rishis and munis to their disciples through the Shruti Mantram, or spoken word. At that time, there were no books. Vedavyas has very mercifully given us this written form of Shruti Mantram called Veda. He then divided that Veda, Shruti, into four: Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva. He also composed the corollary literatures, Smriti, like the Mahabharata, which is called the fifth Veda, and the gist of the Vedas can also be found in the hundreds of Upanishads. The great Vedic research scholars have also found the Vedic knowledge in the Puranas. Thus, through the great rishis, Vedic research scholars, this transcendental knowledge is being revealed in this mundane world. And when necessary, from time to time, an incarnation of the Lord manifests, and by His divine mercy, we get a connection with that transcendental knowledge. These Vedic literatures mainly try to give us transcendental knowledge, and for our benefit, they have proclaimed, Shrinvantu Bishwe Amritasya Putra. You are all the sons of nectar, transcendental nectar. You are from the nectarine ocean. Dive deep into that nectar. We are all parts and parcels of the Lord. Therefore, we are all spiritual relatives. Here in the mundane world, we are seeing many differences. Some of us are born in India. some in Russia, some in Mexico, Latin America, etc. So many countries and so many completely different languages. But the spirit that is living within everybody and without which the body is useless, that spirit is coming from the same place. We call this place the spiritual world or the transcendental world. We want eternity. We want love. We want affection. We want mercy and ecstasy. These are our hankerings. But this mundane world cannot successfully give us any of these things. But in the transcendental world, everything is existing eternally in a very beautiful and sweet way. Everyone will pass away from this world one day, whether he is poor or rich, rogue or scholar, animal or tree. When we have been born, it is sure that we will die. Death will not give any notice to us. Today is your dying day, or today is your birthday. Birth and death are actually beyond our control. Maybe we can extend some time or reduce some time, but when we have been born, we must die. This wave of birth and death is surrounding this world, not only our present planet, but the whole universe. Beyond the orbit of this universe, many universes also exist, and this wave of birth and death is rolling through all of them. This knowledge has been given to us by the Vedic research scholars, and now the scientists in this age are also saying the same thing. This world is always completely filled with quarrel. The wave of death and birth is always flowing through this world, and there are so many problems. You hear many things on the radio, television, and newspapers. Therefore, you know how much violence is going on all over. Everywhere this bad situation will come to be, as it was written in the scriptures. It is the age of Kali. Kali means the age of quarrel. We cannot avoid it. I may be a very good man, but without cause I may be attacked by violence. Many things happen, and many good men have been killed. Then death and birth is beyond our capacity. I may be protected by so many bodyguards, like John Kennedy, like Martin Luther King Jr., like Indira Gandhi, like so many who were protected by so many bodyguards but could not avoid death. We are also not secure or satisfied in this world. What do we want here? We want love, affection, charm, beauty, and ecstasy. Ultimately, we want eternity. But in this world, it is not possible in any way to get it. Here, what is the form of love? What is the form of beauty, of affection? All are only a shadow or reflection of the transcendental world. As such, here we are playing only within the shadow. All that we are getting is in the form of shadow, and the substance is missing. We are eating rice powder mixed with water and thinking we are drinking milk. Actually, when we will get a proper taste of transcendental ecstasy and we will feel the transcendental form, then we will feel that transcendental knowledge is within me and my Lord is within me, and we will understand everything very clearly and easily. That connection is necessary for us. In which way may we get it? Our sincere searching tendency can give us that connection. We must want to search. If it is possible, why will we not proceed in that line? The research scholars of religion have made many contributions and made that knowledge available. If you come forward sincerely, you will get it. It is so easy to get if you have faith, chastity, and a little good fortune. Without good fortune, it is very difficult to get it.